Okay, Philippians 3:10. That I might know Him, the power of His resurrection. I wish He would have put a period there. I don't know about you guys, but that's where I wish He would have stopped. You know, right there. But He does go on and say, in the fellowship of His suffering, that I might be conformed to His death. Now, we need to understand something. That's what we're going to focus on tonight, briefly. And my wife reinforced that right before I came up. It says on the program, Jeff, briefly. So I brought her along to hold me to task. But you need to understand, go for it. There is a masochist. There is a fellow masochist, and I can relate. We need to understand that the only way Paul can even express that thought is that God has called him to that thought. The only way you can even express in your heart that I want to know you is that God has already called you to know Himself. He first issues the call, and it is in the context of the call that He issues that he begins to create the hunger that would then express itself in the cry, "Oh, that I might know Him." And the one thing that I want you to grasp and hold on tonight is the thought that we should be staggered by that concept that God is calling us to know Him. I mean, think about it. Psalm 46:10 clearly communicates in the simple phrase, "Cease from striving," or as most of you know it, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, that's not all the verse, and we'll get into the rest of it a little later. But I mean, just think for a moment. Here is the transcendent, majestic, holy, righteous, omnipotent, sovereign God of all the universes, of all the cosmoses, everything, breaks into time and space and calls you to get to know Him. I mean, that would be like you making a clay model and say, "I want you to get to know me." We're His creation. That should stagger us. Anytime you think on that, contemplate on that, anytime it comes to your mind, it should be expressed in total awe and thanksgiving. Wow, thank you. I don't understand it. I don't know why. But I receive it that You are calling me to get to know You. And in that context, you can begin to understand why, as He, through His inspiration, calls the men that have written the Scripture to communicate this desire that He has expressed and planted within their hearts. I mean, you can see it in the counsel of David to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, when David is coming to the end of his life and he says, "Solomon, my son, know the God of your father. And serve Him with a whole heart." I mean, that's the counsel of David to his son. Know God. Now, just for reinforcement here, and I think you all know what we're talking about. When he talks about knowing God, he is not talking about intellectual assent, intellectual knowledge. He's not calling you to know every single attribute from A to Z. You know, you can rattle them off. Just like you might be able to rattle off the statistics of your favorite athlete or the biography of a favorite author or something like that. That is not what it means to know Him. The call of knowing and the call that David is calling his son Solomon to is intimacy. Only occurs in intimacy. Yes, it is based on an intellectual understanding of who God is, but it goes beyond that. God draws us unto Himself and exposes Himself to us through His Word. It's not this mystical thing of through transcendental meditation or anything else of getting to know Him. No, it is in the context of His truth that He has revealed Himself to us. He calls us to deepest intimacy in that. Hosea understood the heart of God. In fact, he makes a pretty damning statement, if you will, a upon the people of Israel. When he says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, God is building a case against you. Now, before I go into what the elements of that case are, just think for a moment. He is speaking to the 10 northern tribes of Israel. After the split of the kingdom, 10 tribes formed the northern tribes, the northern kingdom. Hosea is speaking to these people whom God said to Moses, "You are my royal priesthood, my holy nation." This is the nation that God has chosen, that He is going to expose Himself to, that He is going to reveal Himself to, so that they might come into deepest intimacy. And as they came into deepest intimacy, He was going to manifest His character, His glory, His name through their lives. As a people, as a country, as a nation. And here are these people that God has revealed Himself to, and now here is the case that He is building against them. According to Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, "You have forgotten gentleness and loving kindness, and there is no knowledge of God in the land." That's the case. And just so you know, it's not just an Old Testament issue and problem. Paul says a very similar thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. When he says, "Be sober-minded as you ought, and stop sinning." Now listen to these words. "For some of you have no knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Here is the royal priesthood, the chosen people, the holy nation, the people of God's own possession, as Peter expresses in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Here are the people through Jesus Christ who have come into the intimacy, because Jesus Christ has defined eternal life for us in John 17, 3. "And this is eternal life, that you might know God and the one whom He has sent." This is the one who has called us into deepest intimacy through His Son. 1 John 5, 20 says, "And we know that God has sent His Son, and we know this, you know, the Son of God has come in order that we might know and that we might understand Him." And so you have come into salvation, He is saying to this church. He is saying, you've tasted of the salvation, but the sad reality is most of you in this room, He's saying to the Corinthian church as they read the letter, don't know Him. And I speak this to your shame. I wonder how many of us would be included in that category. Where Paul would express to us that we really don't know Him. That's why Hosea, back in Hosea, after he has said, God is building a case against you, says in Hosea 6:3, "Let us know, let us press on to know Him." It's almost like he's the cheerleader for the 10 northern tribes. He's going, "Man, come on, come on. Get off your butts. Let's move. Allow Him to instill back within your hearts a passion for Him. Let us know, let us press on to know Him." And that's kind of the cry of this week. Wherever you are, I don't care, wherever you are in this journey of knowing God through His Son, Jesus Christ, wherever you are, the journey is a continual process of knowing Him. And that's where our focus needs to be. Forgetting what's lied behind, you know, forgetting what's happened in the past, I press on to the upward call of knowing Christ Jesus, to know Him. We see it beautifully expressed about this call to know Him in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, where Jeremiah says to the people, "Whoever is mighty, don't boast in your might, and whoever is wise, don't boast in your wisdom, and whoever is rich, don't boast in your riches. But if you've got to boast, boast in this, that you know and understand Him." That's where our boast should be. Not in our smarts, not in our academic abilities, not in the car we drive, not in the wealth of material things that we have, not in our athletic ability. I mean, he's kind of touching all bases, and the reason why we shouldn't boast in that is because it was a gift anyway. Right? But if you've got to boast, I mean, you know, if you still have that fleshly propensity to boast, boast in this one thing, that you know Him. You know Him in deepest intimacy. You know Him and all that He is. That's His desire for you. That's the reason why I believe you have the Scripture that's right in front of you. I tell my Old Testament survey class every single semester that that book that they have in their hands that is called the Bible, first and foremost, is a self-revelation of God. It is God revealing Himself to His people so that they might be drawn into deepest intimacy with Him. And that is the call of His heart to your heart, that you might know Him. So we come to Paul's statement. But it's in the context of a broader statement where he says, first of all, in verse 8, I count all things but loss when it's placed in comparison to the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus. And so he realizes that the loss that he has suffered within his life, he now realizes there is a greater joy in that, and it is discovered in the context of realizing that in the context of loss, he discovers more of Christ. And even in loss, he is drawn to the deepest intimacy that Christ is calling him to. And so he's able to say that I might know Him in the power of His resurrection, where we all want to just, man, we want to fellowship there for the rest of our lives. But Paul also brings in the balance and the fellowship of His suffering, that we might be conformed to the image of His death. Now, the other thing that we will be focusing on this week, or at least the times that I have with you, which are two other times. So let's go back to Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10, in the first part of that verse, says, "Be still or cease from striving and know that I am God." But then it says, "And I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in all the earth." Now I'm just going to make basically a paragraph kind of statement, and then we'll bring closure to that so that you can recover from the day. The thing I want you to grasp from that single verse is this. I believe God is saying this to us. I want you to know Me. I want you to respond to My wooing, to My drawing of you, and to know me, to experience Me. But I also want you to know this. It is not enough for you to know Me. I am not satisfied with you just knowing Me. And knowing Me is not just for your personal edification. I want you to know this thing very, very clearly. That I want you to not only to know Me, but I want you to know that I want to be known in all the earth. In fact, it's not that I want to be known. I will be known. And my call to you is to come to know Me in deepest intimacy and to engage in My manifestation of My glory to the ends of the earth, to the witness of My glory to the ends of the earth, to the articulation of faith in Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, so that I might be glorified in all the earth. It's going to happen. Now I want you to join Me in that process. I want you to join Me in that endeavor. And that's the secret of it. You want to connect with His global purposes? Come and know Him. See, a lot of us think that the way we get charged with His mission mandate and His global purposes within our life is we first, you know, we just kind of go off on a mission trip and try to experience it, or, you know, we try to get motivated in the adventure and the need of the world and everything else. No, what God is calling you to is this. You want to really connect with My global agenda? Get to know Me. Get to know Me. Because as you know Me, My heart will become your heart. My passions will become your passions. My global perspective will change your provincial perspective into my global perspective. For I want you to come to know me, but I am a jealous God. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to any graven images. And in this very hour around the world, he is being robbed of his glory. He is being robbed of his praise. He is being robbed of that which he deserves, to be honored and glorified by all, be known by all his creation. And so his simple call to you is, be still and know that I am God. But just don't think that's for your own personal edification, so that you can sit and soak in that until I return. My call in the context of knowing me is that you are to be proactively and strategically engaged in my global activities as I empower you and define those for you. Father, I know in this room every life is at a different stage in the journey of knowing you and in the understanding of your purposes. And so in the different prayers that we have prayed tonight, Father, and that I have also prayed, I add this to it. During these 24 hours that I have with these men and women, I pray that you would give me the ability, the power, the filling to expose your truth so that wherever we are in the journey, this would be catalytic to a greater passion, a greater understanding of who you are, and the greater desire to know you, and also that we might capture even more how you desire us to be strategically engaged in your global activities, both on OU's campus and to the ends of the earth. I long with anticipation how you're going to do that in these next 24 hours. I rejoice in what you will do. For I pray these things in the holy, holy, holy name of your Son, Jesus.